Remember what Ezra and Nehemiah found when they came? They found the ruins of Jerusalem. And not just the physical ruins, but the Jews that were there were already being morally scattered, philosophically scattered. They were starting already to intermarry again with the pagans and so forth. So Ezra and Nehemiah come, they arrive at different times, and they had different emphases in their ministries, but their job was to restore the integrity of the physical city, the wall first, then the temple, and also, Ezra the priest, to restore the religious, the spiritual integrity of the people. To get them to separate from their pagan wives and to correct their abusive financial practices. Remember that there were Jewish merchants that were charging exorbitant interest to their fellow Jews. All of that kind of stuff. It was one city that had to be dealt with. And here's the interesting thing. They held a lottery. They held a lottery to select people who were living out in the country to move into the city, to help establish the health and integrity of that one city. And that was the beginning of the rebirth of the nation of Israel, which, you know, lasted until it was finally overcome by Rome. The Greek kings came and caused a lot of trouble there, but then the Maccabees rose up and said, no, we're going to remain in charge of our own nation. Finally, Rome put an end to that. But the rebirth of the city after the Babylonian captivity, the restoration of the integrity of that one city, was the foundation of the rebirth of the nation. Now, what does that tell us about reaching the United States of America, or Canada, or Uganda, or Korea, or Japan, or any other nation? If we want to reach a nation, it will be by reaching cities. And there's a wonderful classic missions book, St. Paul's Methods or Ours, about how Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, was absolutely strategic in regard to the cities where he would go. He didn't just go willy-nilly anywhere, and it was under the leading of the Holy Spirit, but he went to strategic cities from which there were natural vehicles, social vehicles for the gospel to fan out. Okay? Now, here's what many of our short-term mission experiences cannot do. I'm a strong believer in short-term mission experiences. I've led various ones myself. And they're great for getting people experience cross-culturally, kind of getting our feet wet in missions. They're great for that, and may God continue to bless and help us continue encouraging people on short-term mission outreaches. But generally, those are not strategic with regard to the big picture. Okay? If we want to be strategic in our missions experience, then we're going to prayerfully, with a discernment of the Holy Spirit, figure out, okay, what is the city? Which city does God want us to work in so that city can be the foundation for a national awakening? Right. Now, so what are we talking about? Nuts and bolts here. Does anyone see a clock? I don't think there is a clock in this room, so I'll put my watch out there just to try to keep tabs. Okay, all right. So what does this look like? You know, theology of the city, what am I talking about? Well, did you know that there are bookends in the Bible having to do with cities?